of our doctrines and all of that, but they get the love of Christ. They get these things that so characterize Christ, and there's a deep calling out to deepen them. And that's the way we touch them, and that's the way we reach them. And I think what I'm supposed to release this morning is the fact that we are so powerful in our ability to come in and to release heaven into every situation, no matter what it looks like. I don't know if you realize it or not, but this year's the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, of Martin Luther and him going in and him nailing his 95 thesis points onto the wall of the church, breaking us free from the old Catholicism. And the great, great, great foundational truths, and we look, and he's huge, and it's a milestone, and all of that stuff. But yet, as you look at him as an individual, he was extremely anti-Semitic. His writings were so against the Jews. I mean, almost to the fact, you look, and you're like, my gosh, he sounds like Hitler. He lived in a community where they had expelled all Jews 50 years earlier. I mean, his writings were to the point of, let's take their money, burn their homes, and kill them. I'm like, Martin Luther? Yeah. Study the history of him. And my point in this is not to lift him up for the 95 theses or damn him to hell because he was anti-Semitic, but to say that God used him in a mighty way, as flawed as he was. And I think the thing that stops us from being great and powerful and amazing and releasing kingdom into people is that we feel like we're too flawed to release heaven. And if you were standing on your strength, and if you were standing on your goodness, and if you were standing on your attributes, you're exactly right. We are all too flawed. But the thing is the thing that I'm releasing and parlaying is not sin. But it's everything that is good and right about God and about heaven. It's hope and it's peace, and it's joy, and it's grace. And as I go through and I begin to release that, it is irresistible. I'm not irresistible. My preaching is not irresistible. Our church programs are not irresistible. Our music is not irresistible. But everything about Him that I can release, that's irresistible. And that's what's going to draw people. That's what's going to move our children and our grandchildren. You know what my goal in life is right now? I'm releasing. I'm about to let Jeff get up here. You know what my goal in life right now is? Is for my home and for our farm to feel like heaven. When somebody comes and they visit us and they come and we cook out on the back deck or we do whatever, I want it to feel like heaven. That there's a familiar thing that calls out to them, and it's peace. And it's joy and it's hope. My prayer is that when my children and my grandchildren go to heaven one day, physically go to heaven one day, hopefully 80 years from now, but when they physically go to heaven one day and they walk in, they say, wow, this feels like Poppy and Gigi's. Could there be no greater goal for us in life? Feels like home. You know, the little home plaques and home t-shirts with the little state with a heart or whatever are real popular now. I see them everywhere. When I go to Bethel and any of their things, you know what it feels like? It feels like home. I'll be in California in a couple months and it will feel like home. And I'll be in South Carolina at Hope Chapel in a couple weeks and you know what? It will feel like home. And it's not because that's my tribe and that's my people and all of that. That is the genre and the vein that I'm in. But you know what makes it feel like home? It's on earth as it is in heaven. And when I go and I connect, you know what I feel? I feel the deep calling out to deep. And it connects with that is within me. That counterpoint in me, it connects with that. And it cries out and it's irresistible to that. And that's what I want people to feel when they walk in this house. as I want them to come in and immediately feel the peace of God, the presence of God, the hope of God, and say, this feels like home. Not in hopes that they'll move here. I'm not moving to South Carolina, and I'm not moving to Redding, California. Because God's planted me here. But it still feels like home. It still feels like home. So I want to release over you guys a spirit that you understand and that you flow in such a way that, man, I am flawed, flawed, flawed. I mean, I shared that with you about Martin Luther, not so you'd be like, dang. But one of the greatest things was set in motion in the history of the church by a very flawed man. And if he can release that, then I can release heaven into my home, into my family, into a hospital room, into wherever. When we were in Argentina recently, I had two different occasions with people that we'd spent some time. One guy with a day and a half, never met him before, another guy a few days. Both of them said the same thing to me and Lori. They said, after spending time with you guys, we feel such peace. They said, there's just such a peace about y'all. You know what that was? That was heaven calling out to connect in a counterpoint in them. That's what that was. So I just want to release the spirit over everybody here today. If you're visiting with us, man, dude, take this with you. I don't know where all you guys are from. If you're from you name whatever state or whatever county or whatever, you know, district that you might live in. Go and you release that and you take that with you. And know that I can release the kingdom of heaven into any situation. Any situation. Any situation. Because it's within me. It's within me. And it transcends my flawed state. And when we do that, you know what we're doing? On earth as it is in heaven. We're releasing that. We're releasing that. I want to do one more thing before I turn it over to Jeff. And it's... We're good this morning, so it feels right. A couple of weeks ago, we honored our some of our seniors, and you know, we just spoke blessings over them and all of that. And Dee or Trace weren't here with us on that, and I want to pray over you guys if it's cool. I know you're like, oh, come on, man. I want to release some stuff into you guys, okay? As individuals, I'm not talking about any, you know, stuff. As individuals, I don't know what your past going to go and where you guys are going to go from here now and all of that stuff. You know, Trace just started working with us at the shop. I pray that's an awesome. You're going to get tired and you're going to get dirty. I promise you those two things. But I pray that as you come in, that there's something else that sticks to you besides polishing compound that you can't wash off. Okay, and so I just want to pray over you guys. If y'all don't mind, y'all come on up. I don't know in detail what all you guys are, you know, we've talked a bit, and I know you're saying I'm going to kind of go in this direction, and I'm going to go in this direction and all of that, but the things that I just talked about, I felt a push in me that was for you guys, that wherever you go in career-wise, geography-wise, wherever you wind up in life, you know, all of that stuff, relationships, children, you know, and all of the whole gamut of things, that you guys will be such carriers of His presence, okay? And that transcends what church you're planted in. It transcends what denominations that you are, you know. The awesome Lutheran lady, Kenny, that we met in South Carolina, you know, and it just rocked our world, just very briefly, I did mine. And I just really want to pray that as you guys go through this thing, this journey of life and your journey of faith, that y'all release such kingdom presence. And I want to tell you something, the underlying of this is far greater than any giftings you might have. I don't know how God's going to move in the gifting area of you guys. You know, there will be gifts, and you'll be wearing new shoes at different times and seasons in your life. But the one undercurrent that carries all of this, that's the the essence of heaven, and that's His peace and His love and His hope and His joy. And, you know, I'm not even going to come in and pray all of this, be successful in this and be excellent in this and all of that stuff. The Word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added to you. I pray that y'all so get this right, then everything else is going to come natural. That if you so get this right, everything else will come natural. Your children will adore you. Your grandchildren will adore you. You'll leave a legacy. You'll make a mark. This flawed man, dude, Martin Luther was. And yet we're celebrating 500 years of something that so got set in motion because he heard God on something and he wrote it down and he released it. So if you get this right, then everything else is going to flow, okay? So y'all, church, y'all would just stand up one more time. Just extend your hands toward Dee and Trace. Beth, come on up here, girl. Yeah. Lay hands on Dee. Nick, come lay hands on Trace. Mama Lori just going to get them from behind both. Amen. Two things that the Lord just spoke to me as we were about to pray over you guys. The Word says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And then in the Proverbs, He says, above all else, guard your heart. And I feel like as we pray over y'all, what I really want to declare over you is that your heart will remain pure toward the Lord. And your heart and your posture will remain pure toward kingdom. And as you do that, everything else is going to work out. And everything else will flourish. And not only will your rod come to life, but it's going to bud and it's going to bear fruit. So guard your heart. Guard your heart. Stay pure toward the things of God. Don't let discouragement or disillusionment or cynicism or anything else creep in. Guard your heart from those things. Stay pure in your faith. And you'll release heaven into this earth. And God will use you in a mighty way. So I want to pray a heart guard over you guys. And all, so that it stays pure and supple and all of these things. All right? Just, church, agree with me on that. Amen. Father, we come to you right now, and I lift up Trace to you, Lord. And I pray that, God, you would just, stir and move in him, Lord, as he begins this next phase of his life and graduating from high school and beginning the journey of what next. And I pray that, he would be strong and he'd be mighty and he'd be valiant. And we always want to declare David's mighty men and these things. And Lord, I want him to be a warrior like David, but more importantly, I want him to be a worshiper like David. I want him to be a man that is after your heart, and that's how you describe David. You didn't even applaud all the bloodshed at the end of his life, but you did applaud his heart. And I pray that Trace, while he would be strong and valiant, that he would have a pure heart toward you, and he would be, God, so supple toward you and just so pliable that you can come in and you can mold him and shape him and move on him. And I would pray that it would come in from the inside and not the outside. I don't want him to do anything out of duty or diligence, but I want him to do these things and walk this thing out of this irresistible draw, this irresistible attraction, this irresistible love that only you can draw him with. And I just pray and I declare that over him. God, as you do this, then he'll come into a place where he will want to be excellent and he'll want to be pure and he'll want to be right in every area. And so, Lord, I just pray that this part, that he gets this and we get this right in the purity of heart and guarding this thing. And I know everything else it will take place. And so I just declare that over him. It's in Jesus' name I ask this. Amen. Lord, I come to D to you right now, Father. And Lord, I just... I pray you come in and just begin to... Lord, initially I want to say come in and attack from every angle or come at her from every angle, Father, obviously in a good way. But as I think this in my mind, Father, I feel like that you're going to, I see a flower that's beginning to come out and to be released from the inside. great flood wasn't caused by rain. It was caused by the deep opening up and releasing. And I just pray that there would be an unfolding, almost an unleashing in her of virtue and purity and love. Those are the three words I'm hearing, is virtue, purity, and love. And I know she's strong, and I know she's athletic, and I know she has a strong personality. And all these are wonderful characteristics, God. But I feel like her great strength is going to come in from the beauty that's within her and the virtue, the heaven that is within her. And this is what's going to be released, and this is what's going to touch, and it's going to impact. And God, I pray and declare that. I declare that. And that's what's going to carry into being a Proverbs 31 woman. And Lord, I just pray for that, the flowering of her, if you will. That she would just begin to come into a place of great beauty. She'd come into a place of great attraction. That they would see the virtue of heaven begin to manifest in her life. And Lord, I know she needs to see that before others see that. And I pray that she would begin to see that. The great value, the great worth, the beloved status that she has. And God, that she would begin, as we spoke to Ambry and declared over Ambry a while ago, that there would be a great love affair between you and her that would begin to take place. And there would be a great, Lord, a great place of intimacy between you and her, God. And in that, she sees the virtue of heaven in her. God, I believe out of that's going to come great things. And God, I pray that she would guard this above all else, and that we would provide an atmosphere here, Father, that not only cultivates that, but guards it as well. And that she would, Lord, she would, whenever she's with us, that it does feel like home. It does feel like home, because she finds a soul source here. And Lord, I pray that we would just be that atmosphere for both of these two young people as they continue this journey in life. We love you, and we love them, and we thank you for them, Father. And we just declare these blessings and this life over them. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Yeah, come on. Lord, did you have anything you want to throw on that? All right. Come on up, Brother Jeff. I'm going to turn it over to Jeff now. Jeff is a son of the house. Been here several God, how many years you been here now, Jeff? It's been a minute. It's been a minute. It has. But Jeff is a full-time missionary in the Philippines and has been for the last year, 3 years. So I was about to say, you know, wow, 3 years. And just doing some really, really good work over there. We're excited about what Jeff's doing. And so we're going to let him come in and just share with us. And I think he's got some slides. So we want to keep the kids down here so they could see some of that. It stirs stuff in them, and I like that. So I'm going to turn it over to Jeff and let him go with it.
Yeah, it's always dangerous when I speak here because usually, you know, something crazy happens. Like I was woken up at 5:00 this morning, my introduction was just wrecked by the Holy Spirit. And I'll get to the first introduction, second introduction, then I'll show the slides in just a bit. But, man, you guys are awesome. Yeah. I get emotional. I mean, this church is just means a lot to me. Last November, I got a surprise call from Jeffrey and Sydney, and sorry, let me gather myself up. They said, "We got the money for your truck. Go buy your truck." That was awesome. That just blew my socks off. That was amazing. But getting back to the first introduction. And I woke up this morning, and God took me to Galatians 5:16-17. I'm like, what in the world is that all about? And I'm going to read it real quick. So as I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives, then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you are not free to carry out your good intentions. I'm just going to touch on the last part of that. The two forces are fighting against each other. When I'm in the mission field, I'm used to stuff happening. I'm just used to bad things happening. I'm used to getting sick. I'm used to crashing my motorcycle, things like that. But when I get here, I come home for vacation. I'm not used to what's going to happen, what's going to hit me when I first arrive in the U.S. And it's just four major things: busyness, distraction. No snakes. Sorry, this is coming off my hip here. I forgot the rest of them, but anyway, it's really tough to deal with. And I get here and I go to Walmart and I'm distracted by the self checkout. The first week I'm here, I'm in Walmart four times, so I can do the self checkout stuff because I'm not used to that. I'm used to people doing that for me. And there for a while, I was just really distracted. I'm like, what in the world is going on here? I'm so distracted. I've got all this stuff I need to do, and I can't do it. I'm overwhelmed with the access. That's the other one. I was overwhelmed with the access. I mean, I'm upset because I'm in America, and there's stuff. I mean, there's stuff everywhere, and I'm from a place where they don't have stuff. I'm like, you know, and people are buying things they don't need. And I'm like, you know, take that money, send it to feed some kid with it. You know, that really upsets me. It took me a bit to get back focused, but finally I did, and I pushed in, and you know, I got going. Jeffrey, will you switch to the hope? I want to talk about the hope. When I adopted this word as our anthem and motto, I did not have a clue what that was all about, you know. But then God just started teaching me about the word. The word in Visayan is paglium, which is hope in Visayan. The definition of hope is to cherish a desire with anticipation, to want something to happen or be true. Then another definition of it is to desire with expectation to obtain or fulfillment. And goes on to expect with confidence. God really started to speak to me about expecting with confidence. That's why he wants this to be our anthem and motto. And I went on to write this a few weeks ago after the prompting of the Holy Spirit. The Salt and Light Missions has made the word hope our anthem and our motto. Each time we share the word of God, feed a hungry child, provide a pair of slippers to a barefoot child, or share just even something as simple as a smile, we plant a seed of hope in the life of someone who is hopeless. Because I really feel in my spirit there was somebody in this place I'm going that was hopeless until we started going there. I don't know, I haven't met that person yet, and I may not. I don't know, I just feel that in my spirit. And we're there, as you were sharing earlier, we're doing simple things. We're feeding children, we're providing slippers for them, and some people would just, you know, just smile to them. And that has made such a difference in the lives of these people. And one of my favorite songs is by the band Switchfoot, and which was cool. I got to see them in Manila, like on Easter. That was really cool. And there's a verse in the song that says, "Hope's a seed you have to sow. When you let it go, it comes to life." And that's what we're doing. We're planting these little bitty seeds of hope. My job is not glamorous. I am nothing more than a seed sower at this time. Maybe I'll be a harvester in the future. I don't know what God's, but I'm happy with doing what I'm doing. I'm sowing these seeds of hope in the lives of all these people in the Philippines and other places, because I meet people from all over the place. That's the second introduction. So I want to show the slides, and then I'm going to kind of tell you what we did this past 11 months, and then I'm going to talk about a few stories to share and where we're going in the future. Okay, Jeffrey. You can skip over this stuff. This is all introduction stuff. If you guys haven't seen in the news lately that, you know, Mindanao is like this dark place, it's no wonder that, you know, the mission organization is called Salt and Light World Missions, because this is the darkest island in all the Philippines. This is a stronghold for the Muslims that are there. So, no, you know, it's no surprise to me that God put us there. And if you saw in the news recently, there was a town that was taken over by these Muslim extremists on May the 23rd that are ISIS-backed. They just went in and just took over this town. This town's like only 100 miles from where we're at, and that's a little bit too close for comfort. At the end of the peninsula, there's a couple of little islands that are strongholds to the Muslims. So it's no surprise to me that's why we're there. Okay, Jeffrey. You can keep going past this. Keep going to the pictures. This is Campados. You see the trucks there. This is what it looks like now. That's the school. The school that we're going to now. And here we are sharing the word. Whitney's actually sharing the word that day. We can use the school now, so I get to use the stage. So it's really cool how that works. The children, we're sharing the word with the children. We teach them to pray. Sing songs with them. We'll play games. This is a cool game. And then we feed the children. You say, well, they just line up. Just the little things we do. We had our very first medical outreach. One of the nurses, Filipino nurses that's actually related to some of the people there, he actually was home from New Zealand. He's in New Zealand now, and we had our first outreach. And we saw over 200 and something people that day. Some pictures, we gave out the medicines. He diagnosed them, and we gave out the medicines to them. And then the Christmas outreach, we had a good Christmas party. The Christmas party, we based it on Happy Birthday, Jesus. This year, we're going to do something with candy canes. I'm getting, you remember those cheesy little stockings we had that when we were young? I don't know if you guys had them or not, but we did. They had the little holes in them and stuff. I'm sending those over, and we're going to put some candy canes and some candy and some fruits and a couple little toys in it. We're going to give all the children this year. And then the school outreach. Right before I left, our last outreach was at the school. We had somebody sponsor the slippers and raincoats, and actually gave out all 260 children a new pair of slippers and raincoats. And we fed them, too, and the teachers as well. And this is a graduation. For the graduation, I got to be the guest speaker. So that was pretty cool. Just a really big honor for me to be the guest speaker, and they gave me a plaque, and I left it. I forgot it, so forgot to bring it to show you guys. But that's me with the principal. And, of course, there's the truck. I had to take that picture for all the Georgia fans, you know. the first picture was from my very first trip to the mountains. But the truck has been, it's been a great asset. Sometimes it's been an ambulance. It's been... And every Sunday, it's actually a bus. I'll load up the back and the inside of the bus, and I take people to church that I go to in the Palau. That's it. I want to talk a bit about the church I'm hooked up with now. God's just really been doing some really cool stuff, and it took a while to get to this church, but my very first visit to the Philippines, I went to this mega church in Manila. It's called Victory Church. It's no coincidence either, right? I went there, and it's really cool. So they have like 10 services on Saturday and Sunday total. So, and then they have plant churches throughout the Philippines. And my best friend goes to church there, and they said, you know, when I launched out to do the mission work 3 years ago, they said, Victory Church is going to be involved with your ministry there. I'm like, what the world? That's crazy. That ain't going to happen. This church is big. You know, it's not going to happen. And come to find out that they had a plant church in the capital city in Dapalag, which is an hour 45 driving. It's just only like 40 miles away, but, you know, the roads are crazy there. But hour 45 away, And I kept having a longing to go to this church, and I didn't know. I forgot about the prophecy. I'm like, no, I don't understand why. Why don't I want to go to this church? So I went one Sunday, and I started mingling, you know, talking to people and getting to know them. And just so happened, the person that's the social worker for Campo Dos goes to church there. Just so happened, I became friends with another social worker in Sandongan that's really like become my second best friend there, and I've plugged in, and man, it's just awesome. Now we're starting a life group, a Victory Life Group in Sandongan, which will eventually become a church plant. It's really awesome. Just how God just makes all these little things happen that, you know, so you never know. Couple of stories. I sent you guys out a prayer request for Auntie Tuning. She was hurt in a motorcycle accident and had to go to another island and see the doctor. She's recovering very well. I mean, the doctor was amazed at how, just from you guys' prayers, how well she was doing. And of course, that was one of my distractions, because 2 months we didn't get to go to the village, because that's whose house we stay in. And I just want to talk about her blessings of the house. The house we originally stay in is tore down now. She's built a two-story bigger house because she blessed us by letting us stay in that house, that first house. She's been blessed with another house. Just some of the blessings of the people that live in the area. The Department of Natural Resources is working with all these families now. They're teaching them how to grow stuff, make brooms and stuff like that, so they can be self-sustained. The house of the one of the little girls in the picture, she has four siblings, and they were living in this little bitty 10x10 hut. Somebody else from town actually has a tree farm, a rubber tree farm there close by that has a little nicer house. They've actually taken them in and made them caretakers over this house, so they're living in a house that's actually big enough to house all the family now. That's just some of the blessings from the prayers of you guys here. So that's really cool. The couple of things I'm going to do in the future is when I go back, I'm going to have I'm asking for two working students, which are going to be high school students that are actually going to live with me and help with the ministry and stuff. That, you know, they're Catholic, so that's the other part of the ministry, is we reach other people that normally wouldn't be reached, because I use high school students, I use college students and stuff like that. Now, I mean, you can look at it, every Sunday they're going to church with me, so they're being reached. I was talking to the pastor of Victory Church, and he just was coming back from a conference, and he was like, you know, they had this big conference to tell us to do what you've been doing all along. I was like, I was just doing what the Holy Spirit said. I've got people involved with a cause, and through the cause, they're going to church, and through church, they'll be one to Christ. So that's just a secondary ministry, and who knows, this may be somebody, one of these college kids may be what this whole thing's about, and the extra stuff is the people in the village that are being reached. I'm one way ticking this time, so I don't know when I'll see you guys again. I'll be back whenever I come back, and that's between 2 and 3 years, so, and it could be a year, I don't know. I'll be back, but I've got some big things happening. We're actually starting a nonprofit in the Philippines with one of my social worker friends is helping with that, so that the Filipino people can actually sow into the ministry there. We're calling it the Paglium, the Hope. What is it? I can't remember. I'm sorry, my brain's like 100 miles an hour at the moment. We're going to use it to scholarship. We're going to use it as a scholarship program to get the high school students into from the villages into the local high schools. And I'm adapting a program that the Victory Church there already has in place for college students. So being associated with them will actually after we get through high school, they can apply for that and go on to college, which is really good. And we're going through with, looking for some land to build the dorms on, so we can house the children. And then I have an engineer that actually goes to the church that's going to draw the plans for the building. And of course, I have an attorney at the church that's going to help with the nonprofit stuff too. So you can see how important this church was to me. It's just awesome. In closing, I just want to keep you guys for you guys to keep me in your prayers as I go back and start all this stuff, because it's not going to be easy. But I'm used to it. I was a policeman for a long time, so just whatever, we'll do it. Or what else was I going to say here? Kenny, oh, where's Kenny at? Kenny actually prophesied. Him and another lady at a church I visited at New Beginnings in Carrollton actually prophesied that I'd get the truck. So I have a little photo of you for you as your souvenir of your prophecy. And hope you're a Georgia fan, because it's got Alabama all over it. Okay, there we go. Roll Tide. I've got my little setup outside. I actually brought one of the sleeping mats that they sleep on in the villages, and you can actually see it and understand how hard a life it is. I have a little thing that they sort rice with. I thought it would be cool to have, and I have those little bracelet things. I've got some more bracelets coming. The artist is writing the Paglium on it, so there'll be hope bracelets. I just don't have them ready yet. But I'll make them available for you guys at a later date. That's all.
I want to just bring a little bit of clarity to what Jeff's doing. He and I had lunch when he got back, and I was like, okay, man, fill me in on everything and tell me what all's going on and all that. With the students, these kids only have a certain level of education they can get up in these mountain villages. And if they want to go to high school, they have to come down to the city and obviously relocate from their home to live in the city so they can go to high school. And so that's part of Jeff's vision, is in these two boys, and one of them's already come down and staying with somebody until Jeff gets back, and they're from the mountain villages. They're going to be staying in Jeff's home and attending high school, and during that process, Jeff is not only are they getting educated and hopefully eventually go to university and all that, and this is what Mark Rutland and them are doing, and this is what Heidi Baker and all of them are doing, is they are educating these people and winning them to Christ in the process, and then mentoring them spiritually, father and motherly, mentoring them in this process. And so that's what's going on with Jeff, and that's what he's doing with them. So I just really want to pray. Before Jeff leaves, you're going to be here until what, the end of July, Jeff? August. Before he leaves, we're going to pray over him as a body and take up a love offering for him and all of that. But I want you, in the meantime, just to begin to pray that God would expand his vision and start doing stuff in him from a spiritual father standpoint. That he's going to be mentoring these young men that come from these mountain villages. And if you come from a very rural setting and lifestyle like that, going into a city is that, number one, it's a culture shock, and a lot of them can easily get caught up in the trappings of that. And so I think an important thing is for, as they come in and they stay with Jeff, is going to be the whole home environment, the whole family environment and all of that, that Jeff's going to provide for them. And he's going to, he's carrying them to church and he's mentoring them in all of these areas and all. And so I really want us to just begin to saturate that right now as a church body. A fathering spirit would be on him, and God would begin to teach him how to raise up spiritual sons. I know you've raised physical sons and daughter and all of that, but to raise up spiritual sons, and God begin to just put that in him. So let's really just be praying that over Jeff is in the preparation for when he goes back. Because when he goes back, all of a sudden, he's going to be dad again. All right? And we all know the challenges of that because he's getting teenage kids that are in a culture shock from environment standpoint. And so we just pray that it would be an awesome transition and they would transition into kingdom life and everything else. So let that, from father of the house standpoint, let that be something that you begin to saturate Jeff with, okay? Amen. I just want to clarify that, what all he was doing with these students actually coming in from the mountain villages and living with him. And his dream and his vision for this is to build a house with dorm rooms and everything else. And that's what Mark Rutland does, House of Grace in Thailand. Heidi Baker does that in multiple countries. So we just really want to pray that expanded vision on that, okay? Amen. Y'all want to stand to your feet? Amen, amen. Jeff's going to be back in the back. If you've got questions and want to see some stuff, if you want, Jeff will take donations today, won't you, Jeff? We don't have to wait until we take up a love offering for him before he goes. But if you want to just sow some into him, then man, just give it to him and let him just bless him with that. I think part of the this kingdom of heaven stuff, one of those attributes that we talk about is generosity. And I think as we begin to model heaven and release heaven into earth, part of it's going to be some radical generosity. I really believe in that for this house, to release radical generosity. And also, we just want to bless him in every way we can. Yes, Lori. Okay.
This is Kat, and I just met her yesterday. She's from Illinois. She rode down here with our daughter. And I'll let you tell them actually about your tumor if you want to, so you know more about it. It's between your eyes. It's right here. Yeah. She has a brain tumor between her eyes, mm-hmm. And they are afraid to do surgery. Is that right? Because
it's not necessarily proven that it's successful.
Yeah. And she could, yeah. So anyway, she wants prayer for that.
Have they said, is it cancerous or non-cancerous? A tumor is a tumor, and we want to pray that it be removed. Non-cancerous? All right. This is Kat. She's got a tumor between her eyes in here, and they don't know. It's not proven if it's accessible to do brain surgery on it or not, so they're kind of in the stages of trying to figure out how they're going to come in and do this. So we just want to pray that God remove this thing and no surgery is necessary. And the next time they come in and do a CAT scan, that there's nothing there. And that's what I want us to declare. Amen? That's what I want us to declare. So we just want to come down. Body, let's just come down and let's pray over her. We believe in healing. We believe in supernatural healing. Amen. 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 Haven weighed 18 ounces when she was born. Ounces, that's 1 pound. And by medical things, she shouldn't be here with us, but she is because of our good father. And so we just want to release healing into you and just declare and call on God's goodness. And so let's just come in. Let's just bless this young lady. Yeah, come on in, Gordon. I want you to lay hands on her. I feel strongly on that. Amen. Is your name Catherine?
No, Caitlin.
Caitlin. Okay, Caitlin. Amen. Yes. Father, we just come to you right now, and I lift up Caitlin to you. And, Lord, she steps out in faith this morning amongst a bunch of strangers. And that takes faith, and that takes courage. And obviously there's something in her that resonates safety in this place. And peace and hope and love in this place. And we know what it is. It's your presence, God. And I just thank you for your presence. And I thank you for your, God, you're just your light in our lives. And, Lord, I pray that as Caitlin comes, that you would just touch her and just fill her in so many ways. Fill her with hope. Fill her with love. Fill her with peace and joy. I pray that she would not be anxious for anything. And Lord, we just call on you to release your healing virtue into her, Father. I pray that this tumor would be dissolved. I pray that every cell would come into proper alignment. And we just declare wholeness over her. Anything that is in her and that is not functioning according to your marvelous design, we pray that it would be removed and that her body would be complete and whole. Lord, the way that you orchestrated it and designed it, and the way that you spoke it into existence. And God, we ask this, and then we declare and we release it from the power that's in us. We are filled with Holy Spirit, and you give us authority, and you give us power. And so we release that into her right now. We just release life into her. We release wholeness into her, and we boldly declare through faith that she's completely healed of this. Lord, if there are any side effects or headaches or anything that come with this, that they would be just absolutely, totally removed, and that she would feel no effects of what was there. And God, I pray that you would just do a work in her, Father. We thank you for a physical work. And by faith, we just say yes and amen and thank you for what you're going to do and what you are doing right now. We say thank you for that. And Lord, I pray that you would release into her such an outpouring, Holy Spirit, of you and of Father God and of Jesus. Just fill her. Just re-immerse her and re-baptize her in your presence. I pray that it would just be fresh and new in her today. Let her leave this place just invigorated in you, God. Renewed in you. Let her feel light. Let all worry and anxiousness be gone. And that she would just, God, just feel just so fresh and alive. And I just declare that over her today, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for your faithfulness and we thank you for your love. It's in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Amen. Yes.